It's early AF for the weekend. You're up with the Saturday Morning Squad on Q105.
Hold up.
Can I just do that from now on?
All right, welcome back to the show. Is that working right? Yeah, I think we're all good. It's 9-11, a little bit after 9:30 this morning. We'll do Facebook Live, so follow along on the Q105 Facebook page, if you would. Jimmy, hopefully you found it. And it's Eric, Demetrius, Philip, Jeffy McGee is here with us. Thank you to people like Jimmy, who is always a big listener to the Comma Show, and so many other people who have followed along with the more activity I've had on Facebook Live and Facebook posts, and some of the new people that I've gotten to meet. Anybody that has reached out to you guys, I mean, Jimmy was always one of the best.
Oh yeah,
Aaron, who apparently told me that last night, Aaron was one of the best guy callers we ever had for like the Manon stuff.
Oh my God.
Comma. He said he promoted something on Facebook about there's a program where you can hold babies who have been born with some type of addiction and to like cuddle them and hold them to help wean them off. I'm like, you should not be holding those children. But if I do need someone to lift open the dumpster lid to, to deposit children, I'd get you.
Why?
People have been great, and thank you for your patience. We've been gone since June 7th, back now here on October 21st, about an hour or so ago. I shared why we were gone, and the three reasons are a lot of debt.
Eric, Mojo
wanted to syndicate himself. And yes, I could not control my autonomous rage with the guy who oversaw our cluster beginning of December of last year, and I still care very much about all the people in that building. You guys didn't know this because we didn't talk in this regard over the summertime, but I do want to bring this up as like one of our normal topics. I dated somebody over the summertime.
Ooh.
For like an extended period of time. We'll call her Gloria.
Let's not call her Gloria.
G-L-O-R-I-A. Sorry.
Gloho. I worked with a woman who
we call her 2%.
Yeah, let's do that. I like that better.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Because everything has an expiration date with
you. Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah, yeah. Let's stick with 2%.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Like this show, and I'm not.
2%. I like that. She lived far away. Like, what's...
Like Niagara Falls. Is this one of those, I had a girlfriend, but she lives in Niagara Falls?
No, I didn't get catfished.
That's Toronto. Yeah. You got to go higher. You got to go out of country at least.
I'm not Josh the Engineer.
My girl... Yeah. She's from the Ukraine via Utah. She tells me when I can poop.
I thought, you know, I never thought he would find somebody more creepy than him. I thought she was going to chop him up and put him in the basement, quite honestly. So,
Kaylee?
I don't know her name.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Is that her name this month?
Yeah. So I was dating this girl, 2%. We'll call her 2%.
2%.
No, because then they're all going to be like, are we going to do like 2% A?
We'll get vitamin D in there.
There's okay. Skim. There's 1%. There's whole.
If it lasts real long, we can call her almond milk.
If
it lasts really, really long, they're cheese.
If Jante goes out with me, can we call her chocolate milk?
Let's do it. We can do it.
If she goes out with you, I'm going to assume you hit the lotto.
I'm going to say your paycheck got huge.
I thought if somebody went out with me, I would be hitting the lotto.
Eric's in the NBA now? Does he know she's trying to get knocked out?
Anyway,
it was like an hour west of here.
Okay.
Defiant, somewhere in that direction.
Oh my God. Wow.
And it was nice. And I had to go outside of my comfort zone. And then I just decided, like, it wasn't for me. So because she lived far away, I had to measure whether or not how I wanted to end this.
Okay.
And I thought that doing it over text was totally okay because, one, most people don't talk on the phone anyway anymore. Two, I certainly wasn't going to drive out there and say this isn't. And I wasn't going to have her drive all the way, do something, and go, this isn't working. So, and I looked at it this way. If you are the one breaking up with someone else, that someone else is going to be hurt in whatever way you break up with them. So do what's easiest for you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. Wait. Before I jump with you about this,
all right.
How did you two end up like together? Was it like, okay, how did you meet? Let's start there.
How in depth was this relationship? Was it a casual relationship?
No. Start with how you met. Let's do that.
Good point.
I think on Instagram.
Okay, so you met in like a texting, messaging kind of situation. Okay,
ended the way you started it.
That's what I'm kind of looking at a little bit, but I still like there's a
what? Okay,
there's a thing.
Can I say something?
Yes.
There's a handful of things that require personal interaction.
Yes.
There are regardless of what era we are in, what time of day it is, when it comes to relationships, you at least owe that person the respect enough to let them hear your voice, to say it and make sure that you absolutely.
But I wasn't really done with my questioning. Like, was she stable? I mean, there's another thing.
There's always, you know, in relative terms, yes. It wasn't like, see, I'm always hesitant, not that I come across these breakup situations often because I don't date many people, of Megan's situation at Downtown Latte, where it took her like 90 minutes to break up with someone. And much like you trying to quit your last job, so I don't need that drama. So it's just like.
So you can get it in 160 characters, you're saying.
Pull the thing off.
I mean, like, there's the thing. Like, if you feel like it's going to be one of those situations, I can't knock you 100% for it. If you feel like it's unstable to where this person could, like, somewhat maybe stalk you or go crazy afterwards. Okay. Then, like, there are situations, Demetrius, to where sometimes it is acceptable to do it not face to face,
but you could.
But a phone call at least.
Yeah, a phone call is the nature.
You can hang up on them.
You could always just leave a voicemail, say, "Hey, can you give me a call?" And then the call doesn't have to last forever. I mean, you could accomplish the same thing and still get that personal interaction that makes it feel like you at least cared enough to talk to her one on one.
Hey, our test came back for our relationship. I got some bad news.
Right.
Just throwing the words out in the ether and hoping she accepts them in that way.
I try to be as caring in many cases as I can be where appropriate. But I look at it this way. And I get Dee's point about the era that we live in, but we communicate so infrequently via the telephone anymore, like talking on it. It's customary.
But that would make that all the more important. I mean, it makes an interaction on the phone actually mean something compared to a text, which everybody does all the time.
So I leave you something to say, hey, call me, when I never say that before. So then your anxiety builds.
In your head. You know, also, I'm intrigued at, like, how you wrote it, though. Like, what were your words? Because getting messages from you sometimes.
Was it in one text or was it over multiple texts?
He doesn't like long texts, Jeff. Like, he gets upset if you send him a long text. You're supposed to then call him. So, what?
I'm okay with long texts. Do not send me repeated texts.
What do you mean repeated texts?
Don't send me a text machine gun where it's one, bing, two.
Oh, no. I'm just going to put it all in one.
Long texts, and I think it was a medium text.
But was it too potent? Like, was it too to the point where you, like, did you like empathize or like ease it over at all? Like,
I don't remember.
Because I'm of the weird position that as long as you have enough words that really, you know, ease it down, like, I can see breaking up through email being possibly okay because you're using enough words to actually get an opinion
email,
out
Jeff,
there.
Email, Jeff, you lost
you
with email.
I'm just saying, with a text, it feels
does a paperclip come up and go, do you want to use this word? Jeffy.
Excuse me, you seem to be breaking up with someone. Can I help you make this hurt a little less?
Look, someone is always going to be hurt when you break up. Regardless
of how,
no one is ever like, you know what? Thank you for letting me come all the way over here to do this in person.
Here's the thing. No one ever says that immediately. But I guarantee you, down the line,
you look at it
differently. When somebody is talking about you to them or that comes up, they go, you know what? He and I went out for a little bit. And he did the most respectful thing. That it sucked in the beginning, but he literally gave voice to what he wanted.
Which is
and
good.
Didn't send it to me in a paragraph.
Yeah, but you know what? You can save those kind, respectful words via text. You can't save the conversation that you have in person.
You know what you should have did? Should have made a breakup video.
Do you honestly think?
Who's going
think
through anybody, breakup texts
should,
like, yeah, oh, this yeah, was a nice one?
You should made a video.
Think people save their breakup texts. I mean, when I have a massively disappointing piece of news that comes to me through some type of internet thing, I don't hold on to it.
Yeah. Ooh, archive this. Put that in my bad news folder.
Maybe if I did this frequently enough, I would get some kind of like breakup agent and have someone do it for
there,
me.
There are people who do that. You know that, right?
Do you have a breakup form letter saved on your phone that
a
you
template?
Can just to put cut and paste and put the name in properly and
have
you're
ever
good?
Forgotten the name and just left it blank? And just
to whom it may concern.
Yeah, sorry.
Here,
place name here. This is not working out.
You know, with the theme of today's show, perhaps I should have ended that text with, good luck in your future endeavors.
Yeah.
Good luck in your future, endeavors.
All right.
Hey, my company, known as My Heart, is making some rolling layoffs, and just wanted to let you know today's your last day. Can I escort you out of my apartment?
We're looking... I'm going to need you to call my HR person.
A relationship has been syndicated.
my relationship human resource person would like to see you in their office as soon as you get in today. And you're going to want to bring the key to my apartment.
Yeah.
But as in true Eric fashion, I think we're still decently friendly, so... That's
I don't know how you do that. That just doesn't make sense to
me. How do you get decently friendly with somebody you break up through to text?
Because I do it respectfully.
maybe we should start paying you to help us break up with people.
I would love that job.
I have a job I'm still trying to break up with. Can you help me, please?
I think you're going to get that communication around 10:04.
Dude, I got a ton of new suits. I can walk in with my briefcase and make this look real official.
Real official.
9:20.
Philip is filing for his freedom.
9:22. Jen and Amid will be with us shortly. We'll do some astrology stuff with her, and we'll do some Facebook Live next. You've got to watch us on the Q105 Facebook page, though, so go find that, and let's see if this works.
15 finalists have been chosen to battle it out. Q105 in the Hollywood Casino.